Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun, will have a high close to 30 degrees. Around the area, temperature-wise, we are looking in Kenosha at 24 at this hour, 20 in Burlington, Milwaukee 23, it is also 24 in Racine. The former Zahn's Department Store building in downtown Racine on Monument Square, which was later targeted for a children's museum that never materialized, has been sold to a developer from Brookfield for $275,000 by Tri-City National Bank. Bachchan Singh, under his limited liability corporation called 500 Main Street, recently acquired the 39,000-square-foot building, which encompasses four stories on the square, and for which other potential new uses in recent years had also never come to be. Zahn's disappeared from the downtown landscape 35 years ago. Singh is best known for creating a series of gas stations and convenience stores around Wisconsin. The Racine County Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center holding its second meeting last night, gaining a little more insight about the history of the facility, its operation, and how it compares to what other counties are doing. Brown County Hospital and Nursing Home Administrator Luke Schubert by phone talking about their operation, which started out as a nursing home and evolved into a continuum of care model, admitting some recent financial decisions had to be made.
The last 6 months of this year, we were hitting our financial performance, but we started the first half of the year off just horrible, and had to make some changes and reductions. So we finished the year on target, but we had a bad first half of the year.
Immediate capital issues for Ridgewood: the replacement of burners and kitchenettes at close to $400,000. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting the nursing stations are also 30 years old.
Our nursing stations are basically set up the same way they were set up in 1986. And to redo a nursing station, I looked at it, and we have four of them, and we just got a new nurse call system put in place. But to do a complete overhaul on the nursing stations was about somewhere like around $250,000 profit.
The agenda for the next meeting of the task force to include a presentation on the trend in county nursing homes and a former Jefferson County Corporation Council on the sale of their facility, which had been hemorrhaging money. The Racine County Task Force is maybe going to have a recommendation by the end of its meeting on the 24th of the month. In Pleasant Prairie, village officials seeking state grants to fund the expansion of Highway 165 from Prairie Springs Park west to near the interstate. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The village board this week authorized staff to submit applications to the Department of Transportation for $1 million in transportation economic assistance to widen the highway to four lanes. The project would include an additional bridge over the Des Plaines River. Village Administrator Mike Polakoff said given the financial demands of the project, estimated at $6.5 million, it cannot move forward without the grants. TEA grants are tied to economic development, and as part of the process, the village would sign job guarantees with the DOT, representing 75 jobs pledged by Niagara Bottling and 262 jobs by Meyer. Each of those companies has already met their commitment of jobs to the state. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Ahead of the next Racine Unified School Board meeting and a threatened big turnout by teachers, teaching assistants, and students, a union-led protest against the block scheduling plan on the transformation of high schools into academies took place yesterday. Union leaders talking about it at the last board meeting and said they would be back in force. Wednesday's gathering outside of RUSD headquarters, a few dozen participants, mostly students. REA President Aaron Ike again talking about the need to take the time and do it right while including teachers in the process. Superintendent Lolly Haas in a statement again saying that efforts have been made to include everybody affected, but in her words, we are committed to moving the district forward. And Wisconsin ranks number 3 in the country when it comes to student loan debt. And while Governor Walker's been talking about some ideas to try and help deal with the problem, the debt problem coordinator at One Wisconsin Now, Annalise Eicher, says the governor's ideas, like more internships, don't go far enough and won't provide any real relief. She indicates that a lot has to be done and things have to be done to make things better.
Wisconsin was the first to put this idea of refinancing out there, and what we've seen happen is that other states are seeing this idea and sort of taking it and running with it. Some of us here with student loans are a little jealous.
She says Minnesota's move to use language from the bill that Wisconsin proposed is kind of irritating, but GOP lawmakers won't advance anything from here, and that's also frustrating in several other ways. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicating a wait-and-see approach to how it works in Minnesota. the death of an infant under investigation by Kenosha Police. Not much information in a news release, which indicates that both officers and a fire department paramedic unit were dispatched to a residence in the 6600 block of 22nd Avenue Thursday morning. The report was a five-week-old was found not breathing. Police Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says it appears the infant died during the night and no life-saving measures were attempted. An autopsy is scheduled today. An expert on suicide who is scheduled to speak in Racine next week knows the topic from personal experience. As a 19-year-old, Kevin Hines tried to kill himself by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. And what that time was, he admits, was not quite being over some of the problems that led to him doing that.
There are days when I get suicidal. There are days when I don't see the hope, but I always, always, always tell myself that even though I cannot see the hope, I know for a fact that if I just keep walking, it is there. I will find it. I just need time.
Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Hines said that pleas for help from people suffering from mental illness not being taken seriously enough by parents, even mental health professionals. He's authored a book titled Cracked, Not Broken, Surviving and Thriving After a Suicide Attempt. It's being brought to Racine by the 21st Century Preparatory School for a public presentation the evening of February 11th at Infocino's. Charges of false imprisonment, second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, disorderly conduct, and battery filed against a Racine man after a pregnant woman jumped out of his moving car claiming she feared for her life. The allegations against 35-year-old Jerome Williams are that he and the alleged victim got into an argument about him dating her mother. They were in the vehicle, going to get some food. The woman, though, claims Williams kept driving back and forth on Green Bay Road, at one point reportedly saying it was a perfect night to kill her. She reportedly jumped when the vehicle slowed on a turn out of Spring Street. A sheriff's deputy discovered her running down the middle of the street, yelling for help. Williams is to be back in court next week. Somebody called in a bomb threat to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office last night while also proclaiming justice for Stephen Avery. A bomb-sniffing dog brought into that facility to check it out, as well as the courthouse and other government facilities nearby, but nothing was found. And the IRS is again putting out a warning to the public about phone scams and victims being told they have to pay what they still owe or could face arrest, deportation, or license revocations. The agency says Wisconsin residents have been scammed out of more than $250,000 in just over 2 years, with an increasing number of calls lately because it's tax filing season. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says in a statement, "We continue to say that if you are surprised to be hearing from us, then you're really not hearing from us." WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Just go into the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.